From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. It's Thursday, May 23rd.
Let's get started.
Seeking the truth was how I would avenge my mother's death.
Our AAPI month coverage continues this morning with a woman channeling pain into art and activism.
It's a little scary because of the smoke and, you know, I thought, uh-oh.
It was hovering over some of your neighborhoods. A fire is out at a Redwood City recycling plant, but your concerns are far from over.
Low riding in itself, I think people are aware now that it's a family-oriented sport.
The lowrider spirit is alive and well, and it will be front and center at Carnival.
It's just sinking in. It's unbelievable. I know it's an incredibly difficult swim, but what's been more incredible is just the outreach and the inspiration that it's achieved.
A treacherous journey through freezing cold, shark-infested waters. A challenge turned into reality for a historic swim.
And good morning. I'm Gianna Franco. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I am absolutely floored at what she did there. You're going to meet Amy in just a few minutes and how she just worked her way across the bay like that.
Yeah, I've been reading up about her. She talks about the importance of her team as well. So we're going to highlight not only her, but her team's success. Let's take a live look outside because the temperatures are changing. A little bit of a cool down. So as we think of those frigid waters that Amy was in as she triumphed, we have to know it's going to also be a cool one over the next few days, even though that sunshine just is so beautiful this morning. Drink that in, right, Jess?
Absolutely. I mean, day by day, we're cooling off more, which it's kind of a tease because just a couple days ago, we were in the 70s here in San Francisco. Let's take a quick look at what we're expecting today in San Francisco, upper 60s again, and we're going to continue to see cooler conditions on into the next couple afternoons. As early as Saturday, actually, we're going to see cloudy skies fill the Bay Area with drizzly conditions along the coast. It's going to look a lot different. But let's start off with today. We're near average today. We can continue to watch that temperature setup cool down a lot more as we head into our weekend trend. And by Memorial Day, we start to average out once again. So a little bit of a dip into Saturday and Sunday. Here's what it's looking like for us for all the fun events throughout the Bay Area. We're expecting 60s for Carnival. Both Saturday and Sunday, we're expecting 70s. For anyone going out to Bottle Rock, by the way, oh gosh, it's going to be beautiful. 70s in our inland areas close to Napa, and that's kind of what we have today. As we take a look at our virtual reality map and head all the way over into Napa, we're expecting upper 70s in the afternoon hours today. It was breezy yesterday, especially up in the North Bay, Marin County, Sonoma County, gust anywhere up to around 40 miles per hour. We'll see a similar trend today. I'll highlight that coming up in just a bit. Along our coast, we'll notice that too, but it's a lot cooler along our coastline. We don't get those 70s we get all the way up into the North Bay. We get 50s near Half Moon Bay. We're expecting 80s this afternoon all the way off into the East Bay. So that contrast is really showing this afternoon down into the Santa Clara Valley. A little bit of a haze right now. That'll bleed off. We'll expect 70s later into this afternoon. G.
Jessica, let's talk about those roadways right now. It's Thursday, but a couple days before Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are thinking about getting out of town already. The roadways will be very busy tomorrow, not quite today. But I do want to start off with a live look at 880 near Paseo Grande. You might be using 880 maybe to get over towards the Oakland Airport if you're getting out of town today. The airports will be very busy today. So freeways starting to bog down just a little bit, at least out of Hayward, San Leandro. We're really not seeing those brake lights in the Oakland area, so that will certainly help this morning if that's where you're headed. Westbound 80 towards the Bay Bridge, that's starting to back up too as you work your way towards the toll plaza.
Looking live at Oakland this morning, where Mayor Sheng Tao faces a budget crisis and a planned sale of the much talked about Coliseum site. So first of all, let's look at some math. How much is Oakland reportedly short? $177 million, according to reports this morning. And the concerns from those of you who live there is that this could actually result in potential cuts to public safety at a time when robberies are on the rise in Oakland. A lot of businesses saying they're killing their businesses. Oakland leaders announced yesterday they will sell their share of the Coliseum, the price tag $105 million, reportedly to the African American Sports and Entertainment Group. The hope by Mayor Tao is to get new affordable housing and some outdoor space where the A's once had their legacy. So when asked about the sale and whether it would help the city's money troubles, Tao did not get specific, but did promise returns beyond that sales price.
Once we finish this off, that there is a clause in there that demand for community engagement, and not just that, but strong community benefits.
So there's another major point to be made here. Yes, Oakland is selling their share of the Coliseum, but get this, the A's still own half the site. ESPN reporting this morning, the A's were approached to sell their portion, but the team is reportedly not interested in selling. So this will be interesting. So while current Oakland leaders face these decisions, the former police chief there, fired by Mayor Sheng Tao, he now wants a seat on the city council. This is one that's pretty fascinating. This morning, we're actually hearing from LaRon Armstrong. Armstrong filed to compete for the at-large seat currently held by Vice Mayor Rebecca Kaplan, saying his unmatched knowledge and experience will serve the public.
If people know anything about me, they know that I've been somebody that has worked closely with other people and been willing to come out and solve problems together. And that's no different than I'll be as a council member, hopefully.
How's this for a story? If Armstrong wins that seat, the man once fired will face off at city council meetings with the person who fired him. We'll be following that one closely, G.
Well, if you were in Redwood City, it was probably really hard to miss all of this smoke in the air. It was because of a fire at the Sims Metal Recycling Plant off of Seaport Boulevard. The fire is out, but at one point yesterday afternoon, look at this, a shelter-in-place order was issued for people nearby. Look at all that smoke there. And they were asked to stay inside. Andrea Nakano reports that people could see smoke as far south as Gilroy. But for the people living right down the roadway, there were real concerns about what was in the air.
Lisa and Bob have lived in a nearby manufactured home for the last 8 years. They noticed the smoke drifting right into their neighborhood Wednesday afternoon.
It's a little scary because of the smoke, and, you know, I thought, uh-oh.
The concern was mainly for her husband.
And I had called my husband on the way to home from work, and I told him to close all the windows. Do you have them open? He said, yes, so close them all because he's got asthma really bad.
As soon as she got home, Lisa checked the mail to find this, a letter from the Department of Toxic Substances Control about an application for a hazardous waste permit from Sims Metal.
When we seen the letter today about trying to get rid of toxic materials and caring about the environment, it seems as if all the toxicity companies are down this end of Seaport, and we're getting the brunt of all the fumes and the smoke.
San Mateo County advised those who are sensitive to smoke to stay indoors and close their windows. Bob did exactly that, fearing what may be in the smoke.
Which I was in the construction industry, and I know if that stuff burns or whatever, it puts off toxic fumes.
It's not good.
What do we got right here? Toxic fumes.
The Bay Area Air Quality Management District is investigating the smoke impacts. The Redwood City Fire Department is looking into the cause of the fire. Lisa and Baum say it's been an unsettling day, and this has made them more curious about the scrapyard.
We live in a manufactured park down the road here. And so it's very concerning because they don't care about us who have to live close to these industrial areas.
Well, we reached out to the Department of Toxic Substances Control and Sims Metal. While DTSC has not responded yet, Sims Metal issued a statement saying it is working with local authorities to investigate the fire. And this isn't the first fire at a Sims facility. If you remember, back in 2018, there was a massive fire. It erupted at their Richmond plant. It was a 20-foot-high pile of scrap metal that caught fire, sending toxic smoke into nearby neighborhoods.
Well, a call for help this morning. All of us need to be on the lookout for a missing Oakland woman last seen hiking in the Mendocino County area on Tuesday morning. So let's look at this map right now to kind of give you an idea of where 70-year-old Elizabeth Schenck was last known to be. This is the area where she was seen walking just north of Fort Bragg near Brule Point Road. Schenck visited that area from Oakland and is known to have some medical conditions, which make this search even more urgent this morning. So police want you to look at your screen, get her image burned into your mind, and be on the lookout. Let's be a community and help each other. Schenck last seen wearing a white sweater, a vest, and white jeans. Well, nearly 2 years to the day, word of a $2 million settlement in the mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead in Uvalde, Texas. Officers there accused of waiting more than an hour to take the gunman down in this case. And the lawsuit's not done. We are told a group of parents also filing lawsuits against dozens of Texas Department of Public Safety officers and the school district. Well, the woman who once beat the drum to keep former President Donald Trump out of office now says she'll vote for him. We're talking, of course, about former presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who spoke about Donald Trump during a Washington, D.C. event yesterday. Haley apparently changing her tune, where once she called Trump unhinged and unqualified, Haley now says, quote, she will vote for probable presidential nominee.